This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Crowded Hall of Fame ceremonies are becoming the norm, and 2019 might be more of the same, with newcomers Mariano Rivera and Roy Halladay headlining the ballot, and Edgar Martinez up against the deadline. Next year's induction class could be another sizable one. That would certainly fit with the recent trend after four players were elected this week in the 2018 class. The Boston Celtics ended their season-worst four-game losing streak as Kyrie Irving furnished 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists in a 113-102 victory over the Clippers in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, the NBA says it wants a cut of the profits from legalized sports betting if it expands into states like New Jersey and New York. A league executive told New York State lawmakers Wednesday that athletic leagues provide the basis for sports gambling and deserve to receive 1% of the total amount bet on their games. State legislators around the U.S. are looking at sports wagering after New Jersey challenged a federal law banning it in all but four states. The NHL has suspended Boston forward Brad Marchand 5 games without pay for elbowing New Jersey's Marcus Johansson in the head during the Bruins' win over the Devils on Tuesday night. In the NFL, the New York Jets have fired offensive line coach Steve Marshall after 3 seasons. The move comes a week after coach Todd Bowles parted ways with offensive coordinator John Morton. In men's college basketball, Vermont extended its win streak to 10 with a 61-50 victory over Albany. Syracuse defeated Boston College 81-63. In women's college basketball, UAlbany beat Vermont 67-55. Michigan State President Lou Anna Simon has submitted her resignation amid outcry over the school's handling of allegations against Larry Nassar, a former doctor for the university and USA Gymnastics. Simon's decision was announced hours after Nassar was sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison for molesting women and girls under the guise of medical treatment. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.